as the University of Montana can appreciate, you can start with a scenario, and then it just feels as if things start to pile up, and that's really when communications have the biggest chance of breaking down. You're trying to be as open and transparent as you can and really share as much as you can, but there are so many moving pieces that keeping track of all of those can be very difficult.
Give me an example of what you mean by moving pieces.
I think one of the things that's really important, especially as we think about the University of Montana, but the same applied to the University of Colorado, is that the internal communications, the communications with faculty, with staff, with students and their parents, with prospective students, that has to be a very high priority, just like communicating to the community, making sure that you're keeping the legislators up to date, and that you're sharing information with the media. Sometimes making sure that each of those audiences is touched and gets the what's in it for me, what does this mean for me in my relationship with the university, gets that answered, that sometimes is hard to keep track of.
The instinct, isn't it, for universities, as it would be, I think, for individuals, is to circle the wagons when there's a crisis, to say, okay, we need to control totally what is being released about this, and we need to make sure that we're being as cautious as we can be.
I think the default of circling the wagons definitely occurs, but I think one of the things that very quickly has to happen, and this is where I'm a big advocate, is that the truth and transparency have to be involved in how the communications occur from that point forward. We are public servants working for institutions of higher education. We have an expectation that we are teaching students both in the classroom and out, and they have an opportunity to learn from how we address situations. So I think having honesty be the driving force is a necessity. I also think you sometimes get people, you use the analogy of circling the wagons, who maybe decide that they want to save the institution, and so they try to jump in front of something. And really, the most important thing to do is to look at the situation, see what questions are being asked, see where there is a need for communication, and fill that void, rather than trying to assume what people need or assume what questions they have.
What if honesty will in some way hurt the image of the university? Because it may. They may need to reveal that they've made a terrible mistake, for example. In that case, they think, well, the donors dry up if we are honest about this.
I think looking at honesty as a way that you might hurt yourself is a short-term solution. I think that you have to believe in the truth, and you have to believe in getting that out there, because you may have relationships that you need to rebuild short-term, and that will happen. I have no doubt about that. But long-term, you will have proven to people that you are trustworthy, if they're giving you donations, that you're good stewards of their funds, and that you understand the expectation that has been placed upon you as a public servant. So I think looking at it just in the short term is not in anybody's best interest if there is a situation for honesty.
So in other words, if you have done something wrong, fess up.
Agreed. I also think along those same lines, make sure that people understand the complexity of the situations that we're in. Usually, I'm a big fan of policy, and policy is usually black or white. The reality is we live in a world that is pretty gray and in the middle of those two spectrums, if you will. And so we have to make sure that people understand where gray sometimes comes into our situations, what it is that we are facing, so that they can appreciate maybe what we've done and the way in which we are truthfully talking about where we're moving forward.
Some of those gray areas, aren't they, have to do with the obligation also to protect privacy of employees and students, for example. And I know the university here has struggled with balancing that and being transparent.
Agreed. I think that there's an interesting point that you bring up, and that is when you talk about privacy, there is a way to talk about a situation without having red arrows pointed at specific people or individuals. I think as we look at situations, we have to be thinking about the health, the welfare, and the safety of our students, our faculty, and our staff writ large. I think we have to make sure that the safety of individuals is paramount. And from there, in making sure that we're talking about situations truthfully, then we can think through how to protect the privacy of individuals included. I would never suggest or advocate that privacy not be upheld, but I also think we have to look at the obligations to our community and fulfill those as well.
The other concern that universities often have in these cases is the threat of litigation. They fear that if they reveal such and such that they will be sued.
I think that if we look at the relationships with people overall, then the fear of lawsuits dissipates a bit. If for no other reason, because then the institution knows that it's being forthcoming, it's being truthful, and it's trying to do what's in the best interest of the greatest number of people. So I always work very closely with legal counsels as I'm giving communications counsel, but it's not that surprising that the two of us are usually very aligned. Doing the right thing, telling the truth, being forthcoming with information, more often than not, helps you in the court of public opinion and the court of law. But I do know that those two courts are two courts that need to be weighed very closely.
I read your blog, and on your blog you use the Penn State example as a cautionary tale, and you say in your blog, quote, "Institutions have a moral, ethical, and legal obligation to do the right thing." That's probably your best advice, isn't it?
100%. We are entrusted with people's most prized possessions, their children and their children's future. And I think that we have a responsibility to live up to those expectations.
University of Montana, I think, recognizes that the past few months that they have not necessarily handled it in the way that's best for the university and best for the public's right to know. And that's one reason they've hired you. That's one reason they're creating a new interim vice president for integrated communications and so on. What do you think were the mistakes that UM made, and how should they best go about correcting them?
You know, I think an important thing to remember is that bad things happen on great campuses. So I'm not as focused on dwelling on the past, but instead learning from what the past has taught us so that we identify the relationships that need rebuilding. I think there are some relationships both on campus and off that really need a little bit of TLC. And then doing something about rebuilding them. I think that one of the frustrations that the public has with higher education is that we say, here's how we can be better, but we need to take the steps of actually being better in maintaining those relationships, in upholding trust, in communicating openly and honestly. So I think as I think about where the University of Montana goes from here, I'm very pleased because I think that the way in which President Engstrom really believes in communications, the way that the value of truth and transparency are embraced by the cabinet, I think those are great steps for moving forward in, again, rebuilding relationships and building stronger communications.
And restoring trust if it's been eroded.
Absolutely restoring trust. I was impressed when I was in Missoula to see how much of a college town it is. And I think one of the important things about that is that you can't easily separate the university from the community. And for that reason, that relationship needs to really be focused on to rebuild the trust, rebuild those relationships, and really get to a point where it is a humming college environment rather than two sides looking at each other a little bit distrustfully.
Speaking of trust, sometimes the public hears the phrase media consultant and they think that that is a person who's going to teach whoever their client is, whether it's a university or whomever, to spin a story instead of teaching them how to be transparent. But your message is quite the latter, isn't it?
That's correct. I'm actually glad you brought that up. When I'm approached by an institution that is looking to tell what they call their version of the truth, or they're looking for someone to help them spin a situation, I know that's not an institution that is ready to rebuild their image, reputation, and relationships. I know that that is an institution that is still worried more fundamentally about the individuals in the campus than they are the institution as a whole. I know when I worked on a campus that I understood, and it was made very clear to us, that we had a responsibility to the citizens of our state and to the students that we had on our campus. And I take that very seriously. So whenever I hear anybody who is looking to tell a version of truth that may not be rooted in facts, I'm very nervous.
Especially in this age where there is so much media and the media is instantaneous, it's a little naive, isn't it, to imagine that the truth will not eventually out?
Absolutely. I think that we have such a great way to look at things through social media, but we also have a traditional media that I think really has some great tools to get down to the heart of the matter. Institutions do have a choice. They can either be forthcoming and participate in that process, or they can allow it to occur without them, both on the social media front and the traditional media front. And my thought always is you might as well play a role in telling your story rather than seeing how it's going to be covered without you.
Whatever that story is.
Exactly.
Well, I've been speaking with Teresa Valerio Parrott, who is a media consultant based in Colorado, recently hired by the University of Montana to help them steer the new waters they find themselves in. Ms. Parrott, a pleasure speaking with you and getting your thoughts about all this. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.